It should have been easier, knowing Rodney was willing to help out again, but it wasn't. John couldn't stop imagining new and even more disastrous ways that they could have bad sex, ways that would make Rodney never want to look at him again, and really, that would make going on missions together a serious pain. He tried running again, but it didn't do any good. He was pounding down one of the long corridors in the South Pier, but all he could think about was wanting, 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 and damn it, he was so tired of wanting. He slowed and stopped, heart thumping in his chest, breaths coming fast and deep. It was the sex chamber or McKay, one or the other. Flip a coin and decide his fate. Yeah, right. He headed slowly back to his room, took a quick shower, pulled his t-shirt on before he'd properly dried himself, and headed for the transporter. He knew which one he wanted. He just didn't know if he could handle the humiliation of facing Rodney afterward. Maybe he'd just go in there and sit down and never get up again. It was tempting. So damn tempting. John closed his eyes and reached for the transporter map. His heart was pounding when he rang the chime for Rodney's door, and it didn't really help things any when Rodney took one look at him and gulped, "Oh, God, it's bad, isn't it?" John nodded, not sure he wanted to know what Rodney was seeing. "So come in already. What are you waiting for? Don't be an idiot. Take off your clothes." It was just so typical, so Rodney, that John couldn't suppress a strangled laugh. "God, Rodney, don't ever change, okay?" "What? What did I say?" John swallowed another laugh and set to work unbuckling his belt and holster and taking off his pants. He left his shirt on again, for obvious reasons, but Rodney glanced over at him and frowned. "You don't want to take that off?" Rodney said, gesturing to his own bare chest. John shrugged. "I just thought you'd be more comfortable with it on. What with the hairy chest and no..." He traced a pair of curves in the air in front of him. "You know." Rodney rolled his eyes. "You do realize that the deal-breaker is a bit south of that, right?"
Right.
"Yeah, well, there's not much I can do about that. I just figured I'd spare you what I could." Rodney huffed at him, like this was a perfectly normal situation, like John was the one acting odd. "Just take it off and get on the bed, okay?"
"Gee, McKay," John said as he hauled the shirt off. "I can see why you're so popular with the ladies."
Rodney frowned at him. "Do I need to remind you that you're the one who wants to have sex here?" Christ, it wasn't like he'd forgotten. It was just that, for the space of a minute or two there, he'd actually thought that this might not end up being gruesome.
"No, I think that's pretty obvious to everyone involved," John said stiffly, and went to sit on the bed.
Rodney came over to join him. John felt the bed dip next to him as Rodney sat down, and it was awkward and awful all over again. Damn it.
"Look," John said, "you want me to..."
But Rodney was already saying, "Okay, why don't you..." So of course they both broke off at the same time. Rodney rubbed his temple like it hurt.
"Just lie back, okay?"
It really wasn't what he wanted, but maybe it would be easier for Rodney to be in control. Maybe that was the mistake he'd made last time. John stretched out on the bed, his head on Rodney's pillow, his legs out straight to give Rodney room to work. He waited while Rodney glanced at his face and then looked away, staring at something in the vicinity of his feet.
"So, not really better this way. Not really at all."
John forced himself to lie still and not fidget. Rodney was just sitting there, like he had no idea what to do. And damn it, that was why John had wanted to do him first anyway.
Well, one of the reasons.
John lifted his head.
"Rodney?"
"I'm thinking."
Christ, that was only going to make trouble here.
"It's not a physics problem, okay? I have a dick, you have a hand. How hard can it be? Unless you want me to do you first, which was what I was trying to do in the first place."
Rodney was touching him before he'd stopped talking, his hand wrapped big and warm around John's cock.
John let his head fall back and closed his eyes, because Rodney was squeezing him and stroking him, and God.
But then Rodney's hand stopped moving. "This is really what you want? Because I probably could manage, Jesus H. Christ." "It's good," John said. "It worked last time. Stop thinking, okay?" "You know that's not exactly my strong suit, right?"
"Yeah, I know."
He rolled over, pulling away from Rodney's hand, and rooted in Rodney's nightstand drawer until he found the hand cream Rodney had used last time. "Here," he said, handing it over.
"Right, okay," Rodney said, and finally got with the program.
In a moment, his hand was on John's cock again, firm and slick and good. John bit his lip, and Rodney stroked again. And damn it, he couldn't keep himself from hitching his hips up, because Rodney was real, his hand was real, and there was something to push into, something to fuck. Rodney made a funny little noise, somewhere between a grunt and a hum, and gave him another good stroke, and John lifted his hips again. It was nothing like the sex chamber. It was unpredictable and imperfect, and it was Rodney. And maybe that shouldn't have been a plus, but somehow it almost was. Because, damn it, he knew what this was costing Rodney. He knew Rodney didn't want to be here, wasn't attracted to him, wasn't getting anything out of this. But that meant Rodney was doing this for him, all for him. And that twisted John's chest up in a way he couldn't explain at all. They had a rhythm now, working together, John rocking and Rodney stroking, and it was working, working a hell of a lot better than last time. And if John wanted more, if he wanted Rodney to... God, no. He wasn't asking. He damn well wasn't asking. So when Rodney slid a hand down to cup his balls, he stopped moving for a moment, just to make sure Rodney's hand went exactly where it wanted to. He thought he'd succeeded. He really thought he'd succeeded. But after a couple more strokes, Rodney pulled his hands away.
"Okay, wait," Rodney said, like they were in the middle of some kind of technical procedure rather than a hand job. "I need to know something."
"Rodney, God, that sounded like a whine, but damn it, can't this wait?"
"No, it can't wait," Rodney snapped. "You think I'd be asking if it wasn't important? Look, I just need to know one thing. Does that thing hurt you?"
Whoa. Okay, that was really not what he was expecting. John lifted his head so he could see Rodney's face better.
"Hurt me? It gets my rocks off, McKay. And no, I'm not into pain."
Rodney looked flushed.
"Does it penetrate you? Is that why you..."
Crap. That was just not something he wanted to talk about.
"It's virtual," John said. "It doesn't actually do anything. It's all in my head. I just..."
Christ. He really didn't want to say it, but he owed Rodney this much.
"I can feel it everywhere, inside and out, and the closest I can get to that is, you know, with my fingers, when I jerk off."
"Oh," Rodney said, like that was a revelation, and John felt his face go hot.
Well, okay then."
"Shit. Rodney."
Yeah,
Rodney said, and then his hands came back, warm and happy, right where they had been. John jerked against him, thrusting into his fist, and it was warm and good and, oh, God. Rodney's hand was moving, rubbing just below his balls, and John felt a hint of that little spark.
Jesus, that was good, that was fine, that was enough. But Rodney's hand was still moving, and oh wow, he really wouldn't, not after the slip last time, not...
But Rodney's finger was right there, circling, and it wasn't like touching himself at all. It was...
And oh Jesus... Rodney was pushing his finger inside, and John couldn't help himself.
With a little whimper, he pushed back, pushed hard, until Rodney's finger was all the way inside, and he was panting and lifting off the bed and so goddamn close he could taste it. If he'd been in the sex chamber, he would have been begging already, but this was Rodney, and Rodney was not hanging him out to dry here. Oh, God. Rodney was pumping him harder and pushing with his finger until it was there. Oh, yeah, right there. and John was coming and coming and spasming hard around Rodney's finger. Rodney milked him dry, pulled his finger out, and patted his thigh gently. John's heart was still thundering in his chest, and he couldn't open his eyes, even when Rodney disappeared for a moment. By the time his eyelids were obeying him again, Rodney was back with a warm towel. "Thanks," John said, and mopped himself up. "I'll be with you in a sec." Rodney shifted on his feet. "You know what? I'm actually okay." "What?" John pushed himself up, shoving the towel off the side of the bed. "You don't want me to..." Oh, God, what was he thinking? "Right. Of course you don't." Of course. But God, he couldn't just leave it like this, because then he'd be a total user. "Look, I know this is asking a lot, but if you could just let me..." Rodney's head jerked around, and his eyes met John's. "Really? You actually want to..." John put a hand over his eyes. "Listen, the difference between that thing and real sex is that real sex is not all about me. I don't want this to be all about me." "Even if it was." "Right. You don't have to worry about the teeth," he added, just in case that was the problem. "I can use my hand." Okay, Rodney said, though he didn't exactly sound convinced. "Okay, yeah, we can do this." John swallowed the tiny bubble of relief that was welling up in him. "I'll try to make sure you don't regret it." Rodney just kind of stood there, naked at the foot of the bed. "You know, actually, regret's not really that big a part of my life. I mean, I've regretted a lot of sex I didn't have, but I've never really regretted..." Damn it, that was stalling. John cocked an eyebrow at him, and Rodney went a little pink. "Oh, right. We should get on with this." Rodney sat down on the bed and stretched out next to John, pale and hairy and just Rodney. John scooted over and twisted to get some hand cream, and when he turned back, Rodney was, wow, actually starting to get hard, and that was more than John expected, more than he'd ever thought to ask for, but, God, he'd take it. He settled down on the bed and reached across Rodney's belly to take hold of his cock. Okay, yeah, this was easier than giving a blowjob. A hell of a lot easier, even if it wasn't like jerking himself. Rodney's cock was hot and alive in his hand, and Rodney sighed and muttered as John stroked him. So John added a little rub with his thumb at the top of the stroke, and Rodney tipped his head back and pushed up into John's hand. Wow, he could do this. Rodney liked it. Rodney actually liked it. And that was such a fucking relief that John almost lost his rhythm. His hand stuttered on the upstroke, and Rodney whimpered, so John tried it again, and then Rodney was thrusting to meet his hand. They were good. They were really good together. It was working, and Rodney was making even more noise now, little gasps and grunts and moans. John pressed up against Rodney's arm, never letting his rhythm falter. He wanted more. He wanted Rodney to feel more, to have 2 points of pleasure instead of one. And Rodney might not appreciate a finger up his ass, but there was always... John leaned forward and licked Rodney's nipple, and Rodney surged into his hand. "You don't... I can't..." Rodney babbled, and he wasn't really protesting. John licked his nipple again, and he arched up off the bed with a moan. "God, yes." John licked again and again, and one more time, and Rodney squirmed and fucked his hand and came. If Rodney had been a woman, John would have kissed him, but he wasn't, so John settled for one last lick of his nipple. "Right. That was, and they weren't... So we really shouldn't have done that." John got up off the bed and found a clean towel in the bathroom. When he came back, Rodney was still lying there with his eyes closed, so John leaned down and carefully wiped his stomach with the towel. Rodney looked surprisingly vulnerable like this. John gave him one last swipe and then turned to look for his boxers and his pants. "Oh, right," Rodney said, apropos of nothing. John looked up from where he was buttoning his fly, but Rodney didn't explain. He was half propped up in bed, looking over at John and frowning. "Oh, Right. John bent and retrieved his T-shirt from the floor. Yeah, he'd pushed the envelope there. He knew that. He shouldn't have argued Rodney into the hand job in the first place, and he definitely shouldn't have done any licking, even if Rodney hadn't exactly complained at the time. Look, Rodney, John said, pulling his T-shirt over his head, I'll make this up to you. I haven't figured out how yet, but I will. When this is all over, when I'm back to being me, I'll owe you one. Anything you want, okay? Rodney sat all the way up, and his frown went thoughtful. Really? Anything? I might hold you to that. Christ, John hoped he wouldn't regret that. He buckled on his holster and shoved his feet into his boots. You do that. Hey, I'll see you around. Just don't do anything stupid, okay? Stupid. Yeah, well, it was way too late for that, but he could pretend with the best of them. You got it, John said, and turned to go.